Massachusetts would be able to treat at least 6 patients with Ebola at any given time under a collaboration outlined today by the State Department of Public Health. That's one patient at each of 6 major teaching hospitals that are prepared for the intensive demands of Ebola. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
There's been some confusion about which hospitals are ready to care for an Ebola patient if there is a confirmed case in Massachusetts. Today, state public health leaders said that while the risk of Ebola remains very low in the Commonwealth, 6 hospitals would handle patients who come down with the dangerous virus. They include Bay State Medical Center in Springfield and 5 Boston facilities: Boston Medical Center, Beth Israel Deaconess, Brigham and Women's, Tufts Medical Center, and Mass General, where Dr. Paul Biebinger is vice chair of emergency preparedness.
Hundreds of people at each hospital have spent incalculable hours in the necessary planning, training, and practice efforts that are needed to respond to the challenges posed by this disease.
The other acute care hospitals in Massachusetts would screen a patient, hold a high-risk or Ebola-positive patient in isolation, and then transfer the patient, says Public Health Commissioner Cheryl Bartlett.
By creating this coordinated collaborative system, we reduce the number of people that have to have that level of intensive training to care for an Ebola patient, and this is one of the reasons for our announcement today.
Boston Children's Hospital says it expects to join the Ebola Treatment Collaborative, and Bartlett says UMass Memorial in Worcester may as well. These hospitals do not expect to take patients from other states. Bartlett says the Centers for Disease Control has asked each state to be ready to care for its own patients. Of course, all this costly planning may not be needed, but some hospital staff, along with the public, are anxious.
We're fighting fear with facts and being direct with our staff members.
Dr. Eric Goralnik is Medical Director of Emergency Preparedness at the Brigham.
Obviously, there is a lot of anxiety around this issue, and we're being very aggressive around communications and listening and educating and focused on training and exercising and preparing for this.
There is no uniform policy, but several hospitals say staff who treat Ebola patients could come and go as they would on any shift. They would monitor their temperature twice a day. Hospitals that take Ebola patients expect a financial hit as patients avoid, quote, the place that is treating Ebola. In announcing the collaborative hospital effort today, the Department of Public Health stressed the work it has done to prepare for Ebola. But some hospitals still say they need more help with equipment, the cost of preparation, and possible loss of business. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.